When we take communion, we take this plate, and we remember that on the last night, at the what we call Maundy Thursday, the Passover celebration, Jesus took bread and he blessed and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples. And based on scripture, we've adapted this as communion, a holy sacrament, that we observe this the first Sunday of every month. This plate, these morsels of bread, represent the body of Jesus Christ. I would like for you just to take for a moment a picture in your mind the body of Christ. I'd like for you to see him as a young infant wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in the manger. I'd like you to see him as a young boy who was left behind in Jerusalem and parents had to come back and get him. I'd like to, for you to see him as a young man as he entered into the water to be baptized by John the Baptist. I'd like for you to visualize him as he just went through all the things of Scripture, rising to fame, if you will, as an itinerant preacher. Then I'd also like you to see him arrested in a garden. The very night that he had knelt down and he had prayed and he had sweat drops of blood. The reason that I want you to see all that is because I also want you to see yourself as a baby with nothing but future in front of you. I want you to see yourself active like these kids are. And I want you to see yourself as a young adult with your life, your ministry, your career out in front of you. And then I want you to see yourself in that place and time, and every one of us has been there, where you were sweating your own drops of blood, where your life was being peeled away. And you didn't know what the future held. For Jesus, we know what the future held. Crucifixion. And many of us, you know, we go into life and everything's out before us. And we're all excited and we can't wait to be adults. And then stuff happens. People lie to us. They disappoint us. They break promises. And our world falls in. We'll start to abuse our bodies, abuse our minds. If not through drugs and alcohol, then it's really through just negative talk to ourselves, criticizing ourselves, listening to people saying bad things to us, and those things just hit and stick. And we just get stripped away till there's nothing left. And we find ourselves at our own little point of crucifixion. But remember, that's what this is all about. You see, this body was broken for you. This body was broken so that your body doesn't have to be. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. This is the gift of God. This is the life. This is the body that stood in your place. To transform you from somebody who was hell-bound to someone who was heaven-bound. You see, they took Jesus and they crucified him and they nailed him to the cross and he died there in that place. He died from the wounds that he suffered, but he also died that we would not have to spiritually die. That we could follow him in his life to the cross, through the cross, to the tomb, and to the resurrection of the dead. And so we take this little morsel of dead wheat here, and we ingest it. And you know what it turns into? It turns into whatever our bodies do with food. And we digest it, and it creates energy and activity. And life, this transforms us. So we're not stuck on the cross anymore. We're not hung up in our past. We are people of destiny to the future. As often as you take this, take it in remembrance of Jesus. Take it in remembrance of Him and His life broken for you. Brittany, would you take that end? Heaven, would you take this end? And would you pass this plate back through here, please? And the routine and ritual that we do. And just take this time and just engage with Jesus. Forget about yourself. Magnify the Lord.
His will is getting ready to be activated. inheritance is getting ready to be spent. Now, we know the end of the story because we know that he came back to life and that he now has a new testament, a new covenant that lies before this, which is heaven. But I want to tell you right here and right now, you need to cash in your wealth. You need to start living it, spending it. It's not money. That's not our wealth. It's the wealth of peace. Peace in the midst of conflict. Peace in the midst of change. Peace when we don't want the kind of peace that we're getting. Peace right there, even in crucifixion. That's what this is all about. It's about the will being activated. Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you have, all that He has is yours. The power to heal, the power to rise to life, the power to serve God, all those things. That's what this represents. As often as you take it, guys come and pass this. It's a little tough. They barely speak English. I've never served communion before to volunteer from this side just to come forward. Come ahead. One more person.
Take this in remembrance.
what it means to us.